So we will definitely start with the reading of the scriptures, Gospel according to John chapter 1, and chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 28. Let me read and which says you heard me clearly there that you are going to read John chapter 1.
Yes, I
can. And would you do for us by God's grace reading from chapter 1 verse 1 to go down to verse 28, and then I will speak it in English after you.
Yohane chapter 1, verse 1, verse 28. Mauso kubolera umungu uwa Yesu Kristu. Pajiambi panali mau, njiko mau anali kwa mungu. Njiko mau njie mungu. Awa anali pajiambi kwa mungu. So, se, nane ngetandie, njiko kubanda iye, siku nane ngekedo wakantu, kari konse kule ngewa. Maie, munali moyo, njimo moyo, unali kuhuniga kwa antu. Njiko kuhuniga kukuna wala mjima, indi mau suna kuzindikira. Unali muntu wotu midwa, ndi mungu zina ajendie Yohane. Yeyu anaza mwa umboni, uzajita umboni, zabuni kaku. Kuti onse, akukulubira mwa, akakulubirile mwa iye. Iye sindiye kuhuniga kukoma, anatumidwa kukajita umboni, wakuhuni kaku. Uko ndiko kuhuniga kweni kweni, umene kuhunigira antu onse, akuluwa nzikula pansi. Ana nzikula pansi, ndiko zikula pa ziko linalengedwa ndi iye, koma ziko linamzindikira iye. Anaza kwa zaje za iyeka, ndipo aje a mwini iyeka sana mlandira iye. Koma onse amene ana mlandira iye, kwa iwo anawapasa pambu ya kukala ana amunu. Kwa iwo wakukumbira zina laje. Amene sana bado ndi mwazi, kapena ndi chifunilo ya tubi, kapena chifunilo ya mtu, koma chifunilo cha Mulungu. Ndipo mau anatandulika mtubi na kazika pakati pa ife. Ndipo tinauona ulemerero onga obadwa yeka wa Atate wozala ndi chisomo ndi chonadi. Verse 15, Yohane achita umboni za iye nafula nati, uyu ndiye amene ndinena za iye wakudzayo pambuyo panga analipo ndisanabadwe ine, chifukwa anakhala woyamba wa ine. Chifukwa mwaku zala kwake zinalandira ife tonse chisomo chosinthana ndi chisomo. Chifukwa chilamulo chinapatsidwa mwa Mose, chisomo ndi chonadi zinaza mwa Yesu Khristu. Kulibe munthu anaona Mulungu nthawi zonse, mwana wobadwa yekha wakukhala pa chifuwa cha Atate iye anafotokozera. Verse 19, ndiwo umene ndiwo umboni wa Yohane amene Ayuda anatuma kwa iye anseme jalembi aku Yerusalemu akamfunse iye ndiwe yani. Ndipo anavomera wosakana nalo akuti sindine Khristu. Ndipo anamfunsa iye nanga bwanji ndiwe Eliya kodi? Anena iye sindine iye, ndiwe neneliyo kodi? Nayakha iya. Verse 22, chifukwa chache anati kwa iye ndiwe yani kuti tibwezere mau kwa iwo anatituma ife, unena zachiyani iwe weka? Anati ndine mau ofula mchipululu, lungamisani njira ya Ambuye monga anati Yesaya mneneliyo. Ndipo otumidwa anali awa Farisi. Ndipo anamfunsa iye nati kwa iye, koma ubatiza bwanji ngati suli Khristu kapena Eliya kapena neneliyo? Verse 26, Yohane anawayankha nati, ine ndibatiza ndi madzi pakati pa ine paimikira amene simundziwa ndiye wakudzayo pambuyo panga amene sindiyenera kumasula lamba la sabato yache. Verse 28, zinthu izi zinachitika Betaniya tijalija la Yordano omwe anali kubatiza Yohane. Over to you, brother.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's beautiful way of reading. I like the voice the footstops, the commas, and the emphasis that you have been putting when you were reading. And it was beautiful to hear kind of reading in that way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lightens every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word dwelt, it's elsewhere, tabernacled.
Mm-hmm.
And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness has all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him." And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he said, "No." Verse 22. Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes ratchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabar, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. Lots and lots of beautiful picture of Pharisees and the beautiful answers, divine answers, answers full of God and wisdom from John the Baptist to the Pharisees. And you know, John chapter 1 used it to be the most quoted, especially verse 12 by the Pentecostals, whereby after preaching you say, you must receive Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. If you will follow my prayer in this sinner's prayer and receive him this afternoon, automatically you become the son of God.
Wow.
But one thing that we see that they don't understand the entire portion of the scripture, verse 13, verse 14, even right verse 1 going down, who can believe and who can become sons of God?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Is it in the hands of us by leading other people to do what we feel is what he wants? Then one becomes a son of God? Or is it God who gave, who made, who chose, who elected those people? And that when the time comes for them to believe, they will not be persuaded, they will not be pushed, they will not be made, but they will just accept it and hear the voice of the Messiah and believe him.
Amen.
We thank God. Singing number 82. This Jesus we see in the scriptures, he is the rock of ages. A rock of ages. Rock of ages, create for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rivers and which flow be of sin and of you. Cleanse me from if you can pass. No dilemma of my heart can fulfill thy Lord's demand. Could my zeal nor rest my soul? Could my zeal nor rest my soul? Oh, so see, cause not at all. Thou my Savior, and thou alone shalt be happy in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Make it come to the God's head, helpless look to the for grace. Oh, I do the fountain blood. Wash me, Savior, oh, I die. While I do the breathing breath, when my eye is closed in death, when I start to walk alone, see me on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, pray for me. Let me hide myself in thee. He gave them a hope without him. Wow. Clearly to say here, oh, lost it, or I die. Wash me, Savior, oh, I die. There is no option, no second thought, no even one other thing that can be. Maybe if I did this, maybe if I had to do that, that's the only one way. Save me, Savior, or wash me, Savior, or else I die. That's how difficult and how fearful the gospel is. It's life and death. So it's not one making the other born again. Not, as I said earlier on, one being told to follow this sin as a prayer, and he will be saved today. If his salvation was that, it would have been a kind of salvation that is a mockery to people such as we are. Shall we pray before you come in? Let me ask you, Brother Austin, is with us. Can you pray as Brother Ken is there to preach the word of God? Brother Austin.
Okay.
Amen. Brother Ken, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us hear the Word from the beginning. God bless you.
Amen. Well, if I didn't know otherwise, I would have thought that you were listening in on the French meeting that I had just before this one, because we are studying through the Gospel of John, and so listening to chapter 1, which is where we are, being read again, is every bit as much a blessing to my heart as when I was preaching from it. We never tire of the Word by God's grace and Spirit, and every time, no matter where we read it, where Christ is exalted, we rejoice. So I'm thankful. Well, today our text is taken from Acts chapter 11, and I want to read from verse 1 down to verse 21, and I want to speak with you about repentance unto life. Repentance unto life. This title is taken specifically from verse 18, where the conclusion, after hearing Peter's testimony of how the Lord had blessed him to go preach the gospel to Cornelius and his family, you can see the conclusion, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. That's the title, Repentance Unto Life.
You
see the word repentance that's used there in verse 18. It means to have a change of heart and mind toward God. And we know that only God can turn a sinner's heart toward himself. But where he does, it is always unto life. In other words, God never gives repentance to somebody where the result is not everlasting life. Just as physically, and you read it there in John 1 in verse 13, the which are born not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, not by bloodline, but of God. It takes God giving life to grant repentance, and where he grants repentance, it is unto life.
Monga kutubita wene kakale kuyokane mutuani, njimada 13, imena kuzi, amene sana badwa, njimuazi, kabina njifunyoja tube, kabina njifunyoja mungu, kumaja mungu. Kuranda zati amene ama badwa kujifunyoja mungu, na amene ama remenuka mchima, kulandina moyo osa ata. Kari zose, mungu ama bereka moyo osa ata, kwa yao, amene wawasinta.
Let's read these scriptures to lay the groundwork for what we're going to consider about repentance unto life. I'll begin, and the apostles in verse 1 and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, verse 2, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them.
Anamva kuti amirunduso adalandira mawu a Mulungu. Ndipo pamene Petro adakwera kuja ku Yerusalemu, iwo akumbuliri adatsutsana naye nanena kuti munalowa kwa anthu osadulidwa ndi kudya nawo.
But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. Verse 7, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth.
Verse 8,
But the voice answered me again from heaven, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou unclean." And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, "Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter." And Peter says in verse 14, "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning.
Amene adzangula nawe mau, amene udzapulumutsidwa nawo iwe ndi atomanjako onse. Ndipo mmene ndinayamba kulankhula mzimu wera anawagwira monga anatero ndi ife poyamba paja.
Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?
Ndipo tsono Mulungu anawapatsayiwo mphatso yomweyo yonga ya kwa ife pamene tinakhulupirira Ambuye Yesu Khristu. Ndine yani kuti ndi ngathe kulesa Mulungu?
When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life."
Ndipo pamene anamva izi, anakhala duli nalemekeza Mulungu ndi kunena potero Mulungu anapatsa kwa mitunduso kutembenuka mtima kumoyo.
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, but notice this, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only.
Pamenepo iwotu akubabalalika chifukwa cha chisautso chidadza pa Stefano anafikira ku Foinike, Kupro ndi Antiokeya osankhula mawu kwa wina yense koma kwa Yuda okha.
And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, that is, Gentiles, preaching the Lord Jesus.
Kulo mapanali ena mwa iyo amuna aku Kupro, ndiri kurene amenewo mene adafika ku Antiochia anarankula ndi Helene kulanda za mitundu ndi kulalikira uthenga wabwino wa Ambuye Yesu.
Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch.
Ndipo dzanja la Ambuye linali nawo ndi unyinji wakukhulupirira unatembenukira kwa Ambuye, ndipo mbiri yawo inamveka mmakutu a mpingo wakukhala mu Yerusalemu. Ndipo anatuma Barnaba apite kufikira ku Antiochia.
I'm sorry, I missed verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. That's an important verse not to miss, because where the Lord purposes to save, he saves. Now let's go back over this important portion of scripture that we've just read, and let me speak with you during the time that we have about repentance unto life.
Maga mutali mene tina yole roli kikata kufunzila za kutembenuka mtima kutembenukila kumoyo.
Already we can make a distinction between how the scriptures describe repentance unto life and what we see being preached popularly today as man's decision to get life. There's a difference. What we can conclude just from the reading of this portion is that repentance in verse 17 is called the gift of God. God gave them the like gift as he did unto us. And in verse 18, it's described as that which God grants. So either way, repentance is of the Lord, not of man. I find it amazing that preachers will preach to people about what they need to do in order to be born again. Here's the things you need to do to be born again. That's what's being told dead sinners. I relate this to physical birth, and I ask anybody, what did you do to be born? What did you do to be conceived in your mother's womb? What did you do to come forth to life? What did you do?
See,
that shuts the conversation down, doesn't it? But Still, men will argue because their idol is themselves. They've been taught that God expects some decision from you, and therefore you do this in order for God to give you new birth. But everything about that goes contrary to the Word of God. The other day, somebody asked me, what was my first recollection or memory as a child? And I had to think back, and it must have been about when I was 3 years old, but even then, I don't remember whether it was because I remembered it or I saw a picture of myself at 3 years old. I like to ask people, well, what do you remember about your birth? What do you remember about the day you were born? And they laugh. They say, I don't remember anything. And I will say, well, why not? You were there. But that's why when we consider our spiritual birth, we have to say it had to have been of God, because I know nothing of his inner workings in me. I know nothing of how this heart was drawn until the day that the Lord opened my eyes and caused me to see and know the Lord Jesus Christ. It was then that I could say that I knew him. But he was already at work in me even before then.
The way that the Apostle Paul wrote concerning his testimony in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15, he says, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. When it pleased God.
Mongali kaili kwa Galatia mtu wani ni maga 13. Imena kuti, kwa kuti muda mba, nisawa kanya, ni maga 15. Kwa maga mene kata mkondole samu rungu, amena nandi patula, andi sada padwe, nandi itana ine mwati somo chache. Kuna mbuzo lipata chika kukondole samu rungu, amene adamu patula kwa ulo, asana padwe na kile mbiba kama yuake, ada chika kukondole kata kondole samu rungu.
And notice verse 15 says, who separated me from my mother's womb. So that means he was already God's elect from his conception, but in time called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. That's the new birth.
Ina wudi kwa mlekata kutoza mungu, anandi patula, ilisada bali. Kuna njoza kuti,
So you say this matter of repentance being granted, that change of mind and heart toward God, is God acting upon the sinner and not the sinner acting on behalf of God. The next time someone asks you, when were you saved? Because most people in religion today, they're thinking in terms of a time, a point in time when they made a decision for Jesus. And that's why they talk in those terms. Well, so-and-so got saved tonight, which means for them, he prayed a prayer, and so God honored that prayer, and now he's saved. That's how the world defines it. But if we're to answer according to the scripture, we'd have to say that I was saved in God's purpose from eternity when he had already put me in his son. That was my deliverance. I was saved out of the rest of humanity that God would judge and punish. That's what Paul was saying when he said separated from his mother's womb. He didn't know it, but the Lord had already marked him out as one of his. So that would be his deliverance. But secondly, I'd have to say that I was saved when Christ paid my sin debt. Yes, in his purpose, he purposed to save me, but in time, if you want to know in time, I was saved when Christ paid my sin debt. My sin was put away. And again, I wasn't even there. I was acted upon. But thirdly, I'd have to say I was saved or delivered from my ignorance and blindness when it pleased God to reveal Christ in me. That's why I often answer, as is described in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, when people ask my testimony, I say, well, I'm confident of this, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in me, or in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What he's purposed, he accomplished there at Calvary, and he shall fulfill it all the way into glory. So let's come back to the text here in Acts chapter 11, and let's look at what are the evidences of repentance unto life. How do we know that repentance has been granted unto life?
Ndiyetia ntibwelelene kukukula kwa chitigwe, ndika mutu ireveni ujayo, kiwone kuti ijani ndizitu zindu spele mundu anga ziwile, kuti kutembenu kwa mtima kumene kuna chitigwa ndiyeyo, kutembenu kwa mtima kwa kumwe osa acha. Habena ndijani chimejima yoneka, pa mtu habena ala kukubili, habena mbenu kwa mtima, kutembenu kwa mtima kumwe osa acha.
Many times when we read the word, we read so quickly, we miss these little clues. But here's one right here in Acts chapter 11 and verse 1. The evidence that one has been granted repentance unto life is that there is a receiving of the word of God. You see that? The apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
How is Zina Timakota Tamanga to the Maringa Mau? Mama Getima Sia Nus, Zofunika Wambidi, Zotandi Zabombi, which Negra would do. She put it on Gopele of Yambian Dinati Yambida and Yenio. You belong to a familiarly other than the Mau Amoyo. I would for my two media by Akamu there, Anam for the Amikunduso, other than the Mau Amoyo, Mau Amoyo.
You see, this is something that the Lord directs me from time to time to question people that I encounter who tell me they're Christian. Ask them, well, tell me exactly how God brought his word home to your heart. Because where God works repentance, it's through his word. So that's a simple question. If they are truly ones to whom God has granted repentance unto life, then they will be able to testify of how this word of God, which is none other than Jesus Christ, was brought home to their heart. And then we listen. If they can't testify of how God brought his word home to their heart and revealed Christ in them, the Christ of Scripture, then that means they're a false witness.
The
police have found this whenever they have to investigate, for example, a car crash. And so they come on the scene. Who is it that they want to question? They want to question people that were there, that actually saw it and had an impression of what they saw. But you know what they have to deal with is a bunch of people testifying that weren't even there. They just heard about it from somebody else, and so they're starting to tell their story to the police officer as if they were there and they weren't even there. They're a false witness. Many will testify as if they have experienced something when they haven't. And so when you ask them about how they're testifying, they're saying, well, I'm a Christian. But when you ask them, well, how was the word of God brought home to your heart? They don't even know what you're talking about. For them, their answer is, well, I went to a meeting and I heard a preacher preach. I can't really tell you what he preached about, but in the end, he gave an invitation. And so I felt I should go forward, and they prayed with me. They laid hands on me, and next thing you know, I was in a baptismal class. And after that, they baptized me, and I've been faithful to the church ever since. When you hear somebody talking like that, that's somebody that the Lord has never encountered. Just know there are many, 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 many that are running to and fro today calling themselves Christian. But it's not because Christ has been revealed in them. It's because they've been taught what to say and what to do. And they're following men. And their faith is based upon what they've been told rather than what God has revealed. See, the way the word describes conversion, we don't hear today. In verse 1, when was the last time you heard it expressed like it is here, that there were some people who had also received the word of God? That's how their conversion is described. When you're receiving, that's not you doing the acting. You're the beneficiary. They received the word of God. That is, God did the giving, and therefore they received his word.
Njeno andawa mukawa fusa mukama mvamena kwenye mikisiba na nae murungu nena da mvila mamuru mukozo katika kula njawa sa kuvila murungu ada kuvila anfazao diko zokuza murungu mayo sa zidziwa diki kuvila chao ni mala muno anza chifuwa tika manga mbakani ya chifu mucho murungu njewa vileka chifu mucho ndio vileka kuvileka kwa mchima kwa ya wa mene murungu wakuna diko anfuo ndamuwa ke chifu mucho chifuwa ada patiwa.
And most certainly what you don't read here is that they got saved, that expression. They didn't hear that the Gentiles had gotten saved. No, that they received the word of God. To receive the word, that means the word had to be revealed. Else they could not have received it. The Lord brought his word to them. And in this case, the word, just like you read a little while ago in John 1 and verse 1, the word was with God and the word was God. The word is none other than Jesus Christ. That's what it is to receive the word, is to have Christ revealed in the heart.
Neno murene muone ndimeke yo yambira ya majibu ya mbelebe. Sabele kuti sabele kusabele mbe kuti koma kumu ndia bale ya kukala mindea anamva kuti amirunduso adari promotsidwa. Tata lembe njotea. Anena kuti anamva kuti amirunduso adalandira mau amuru. Iwo kwao kudali kungolandira mau sura da promotsidwa. Kuri ndo kuti munhu akafunga kulandira mau. Ndi mau amena da walandira. Ndi kuti mau adavhumburuka kwa iwo kuonekera kuti iwo walandira. Now, kana mau adavhumburuka kuonekera kwa iwo kuti walandira mau ndi jana. Muka mwenda kuyo hane wani.
You see, receiving the word of God is the evidence that he has granted repentance unto life. That means that everything that he has taught us of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, through his word, not from what men tell us, but through his word, we believe, we receive, and we bow.
Chinangiri chonsi chokutana Yesu. Chinji chonsi chokutana ni mau. Iweyo umatikubiria kuri ndizoona zemizeni. Ndipo umatilandira. Suma soko nezeka ayi. Zinga ni mtu ama soko nezeka. Ndi mau ena amba iguro. Kuri ya wasima wa mungu jaja nizizi ayi. Mwonte uru mtu yo sada la nizema wa mungu ayi. Sipo mtu amenadala nizika wa mungu. Amenadala nizika Yesu. Mau wa mungu zonsi. Zaku sanga. Zaku zidira.
This is why we're burdened, even like there in Malawi, to make sure that we get the Word of God and the proper version, one that is in line with the original. Because there are a lot of translations out there that people have done just to try to simplify. That's not the word. The word is to be handled prayerfully and carefully and to be preached. As we preach line upon line, precept upon precept, but all pointing sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if one is to receive the word, it's going to be Christ revealed in them. So that's why we're careful in these matters.
Nijifoya aje time nikira kukhanda osamali takambiri tikamaka pankhani yokutana ndi mawu a Mungu. Panopa kuli anthu ambiri mbiri azeu zawo asintha-sintha mawu a Mulungu auti chonzekera azimveka bwino. Mawu a Mulungu samaka nthauzira kapena kumasintha kuti azimveka bwino mmakutu mwa wanthu ayi mawu a Mulungu siwopweka samusweke iweyo wafekese kuti azimveka ayi. Chimene iwe uyenekera kuchita ndi kumawerenga mawu monga mmene alili. Ndikumawampa monga mbenalili, nusu ndi nusu, sentence ndi sentence. Kira kariponse, mukawele ndi mbenekalili, mukareta ndi mbenekalili. Ndikipa kufunika kumfa mawawa mbele wongo. Zite ndere kutu kulungwa, zite kufunguru sa mwana wange Yesu, kutu uwambe weyo. Kuma usapa, ndi sile jake kuti weyo, uwa teke te kutu wina wange awante. Mawa wange mtu jesta kubila mawa, ama kubila iweyo. Aminu kwa, kwenye sama uwa jake, ama wate, ama kalago, osaramuru mwea.
You know people, and I do, that are just as ignorant of the Word of God and the record that He has given of His Son. They're just as ignorant as the day they were born. They have no clue. And yet they call themselves Christian.
Mukudziwa anthu, monga sede, mukudziwira. Chipoli anthu masongo tsekeka namburi fadzo zvinhu zvokuta na ndi Mulungu. Komana zvicha Kristi. Chimene chichi nchimene pakita kuti anthu azvika zvamira zvinhu zvimene sizoona. Umukumezoona ngari zvo. Chipoli wo masongo tsekeka namburi fadzo zvinhu zvichiri chose ndipakama kadamira.
I say it to my shame, but there are people today in the world that made a profession of faith back when I first started preaching, when I myself was just as ignorant as the day I was born. And I pointed them to a decision, and I told them that in order to be saved, they had to pray a prayer. And now when I go back and tell those that they're under a false hope, they get upset at me. They will tell me, you can believe whatever you want, but I know that my decision is good. That's how they reason. They're still in darkness, unbelief, and rebellion, having believed a lie. And you can't shake them out of it.
Ndimaganizo abwino okhudza Mulungu amene ndakhulupira ngati ndidzaganiza bwino kuti zizi zimene ndapanga posankha Mulungu ndipo zitali zenizeni. Komano Mulungu ayamikire kuti adanditsegula maso. Momwe munso ndimene anthu onse akudziko lapansi adakhulupira kuti adagwira zema zake, zisankho zawo, kufuna kwawo kumene adakuchita pankhani zokhudza Mulungu kunapangitsa kuti adzazolomuli adachitapo kanthu.
Just as the term got saved, you won't find in Scripture, but people use it. The same is true of the term lead sinners to Christ. You ever heard that? Well, we've got to lead sinners to Christ. That's just one blind man leading another blind man, and both fall into the hole. Back when it pleased the Lord to begin this good work in me, He impressed me to sit down, and as He brought them to mind, to write different ones that I had, quote unquote, led to Christ back before I even knew anything of the true Christ. And I will tell you, the response of everyone was that they thought I had lost my mind. What happened to me? That's what they wanted to know. They weren't burdened or concerned about their own lost estate, but they just thought I was crazy. But that's what men will think, unless it pleases God to open their eyes and reveal Christ in them.
Ndiye tsopano anthu amene timapemphera nawo okhulupira anzanga angalemo.
Again, the point we're looking at is, what is the evidence that God has granted repentance unto life? There's a receiving of the word. There's a revelation of the word and an embracing of the word and a bowing to the word as it reveals Christ. Look how the Apostle Paul put it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 when he was writing the Thessalonians concerning the work of God in them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13.
Chimodzimodzi mtumwi Paulo pamene amakawauza abale akwa Thessalonika anawasimikizira nsoni kwa adandaulira ndi kuwauza mawuyawa kuwaona Thessalonika mutu wachiwiri odimaka 13 imene akuti ndipo mwachinso ife tiyamika Mulungu kwakasalekeza kuti pakulandira mawu a uthenga wa Mulungu simunawalandira munga mawu a anthu komatu munga momwe ali ndithu Malamurungu, ameneso achita mwainu okhulupirira.
You see how it's written there, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. If man has any part in his receiving of this word, then you'd have to thank God and man. You'd have to thank them both. You'd have to say, well, I thank God that you actually saw through and believed. But that's not what it is to receive the word. It says there, because when ye receive the word of God, see, God alone is to be thanked because he alone is the one who sends his word. He alone is the one who reveals his word, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who the word is. Wherever you see the word of God in Scripture, mark in the margin Jesus Christ, because that's his word. You see, this word receiving means to perceive, means to see. That's what Christ told Nicodemus there in John chapter 3 and verse 3. Except a man be born again, that word means to be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So when Paul's talking about them receiving the word, it's God giving them the eyes and the ears to see and to hear of Christ.
Yeah, Baba, waona mauo wamva mauo ndiye kuna watu akamaribu hadara ya mauo ada wamva ada waona mauo je chimesho prodado ndi Mungu mwini amene amapeleka kuona kwa mtu kwa sio kumva kulia wamva mauo chikoni kama waona Yesu mwini amamuza Nikodemo ku Yohana chapter 3 ndimeka Jesus auri Yesu anayamba kwa hiyo ndio indeed ndine ndiwe kani mtu sabado wa mamazi chopano kani mtu sabado wa chopano sakosa kuona ukuma Mungu unataka kuti mtu anokunika abado wa kumwamba akabado kumwamba ama chakuona sasa mwafako kufali kumwamba kali wa kali wa
pomo. Here's where we need to be very careful in preaching, not to assume that people think or understand what we're saying, because even this word receive that we have here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, when ye received the word, or as it's written there in Acts 11 and verse 1, they'd heard that they also had received the word. Men today have been taught that that means that God made the proposal. It's like a negotiation. And now you have to put your signature to it to make it official. That's what they call receiving. When they say, would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? What they mean is, would you like to make a decision so that he can come into your life? That's how men are being taught. That's an ignorance that is condemning many to hell.
Zonse tikamala likila mawa Mungu tinika kukazi osamali chakwambili chifuba Mungu akavuta kwambia tetangari Mungu sakwatsa kutekelela kwa Mungu mwachi tanzo mene kawele ngera ku atesalonika ku amene amene kuti amene pakulandira mawu akamati kulandira mawu mongaso mene kawele ku machito chabu ka 11 ujayo imene akuti adalandira mawu kani kuti kulandira mene anthu amayimvera mthupi lino akamati kulandira zikukatsauza kuti akapereka iwo mafuni kwa rembesi wedzanja ulandire kulankhula kuti kumbatatata ufune iweyo kulandira kapena kukana mmalo mwake makulazilembezo alikalipiriki kulalikira kunena kuti ngati mufuna ukapulumuka lerolo upange chisankho cholandira kapena mtafuna kukhozapoza chisankho chokana chifukwa akamati kulandira ndiye kulandira kamene sokhoza kukana mmene ndimene satana watsanchizira anthu kudakute kugatina kwino kulasawanze tete mawa Mulungu chifukwa akamati kulandira mawu sizi kulondeza kuti iweyo ukhale ndi maganizo olandira kamene ukhoza kusofuna kukana sakukanthauza chonzeya.
Have you ever been in a situation in your life, maybe you were hungry, you needed food, or you were needing clothing, you needed housing, some protection, and someone stepped in and brought you what you needed? They didn't ask your permission. They saw the need, and they came and gave you what you needed in order to continue on. That's a clear example of how God delivers sinners. He doesn't ask their permission. He himself, just like we're saying here, grants repentance unto life. It's a gift. We have nothing to do with it. Our receiving it is God granting us the heart and spirit to bow, that this is of his hand, and that if he doesn't do the saving, we'll never be saved.
My time zoom. Murenge kuri nuyo mafika panyango jeyo soa muribe zovala muribe chakudya muribe thandizo muribe ndalama muribe kena kali konse ndiye kuti pamadenda ulo otelo amene mula kala kamta khanzi zinthu zimene munthu wina osakupempha yeye kukoza zovala kwayekha ndikukoza ndalama ndikukoza chakudya ndikukoza chochose chimene iwe kuchisowa ndibweretsa kodi pobweretsa kwa iweyo azizafuna soweyo ukhale mchisankho lerewe kodi ndina njira yekha amene ndisalandire upeza kuvuya wakonza yekha koma zimene ndiweyo mazisowa kuri ukhoza ukhala so mchisankho lotomati uvuvuze chote kuli ndina njira ndisalandire mmenepopo ndimene mulungu alechitire chipulumutso munthu adali wosowa chipulumutso wosowa thandizo Nje mungu kwa yeka adapanga jibulumoto ditamizo. Nje adango mwela nao kwa mungu kuna kare nao. Fati kukwati wato iweyo ulime ganizo ni kukina kukosi ni kukosa kuchiga kunula nzezi melezo jifungwa adako kwa nzezi melezo ni mungu. Amene adakuna kukuna kare nazo nje yeyo adaziko za kwa yeka kumena kuna. Kuna nilao za kuti ngatiku mungu sanga kune ngatiku mungu sanga kune kuziko nzira iweyo utela pompo, utela mungiko, utela usabeza zine jijose.
See, this is what shocks the world because they have a concept of what it is to get saved, is that term they use. And so if you tell them that you went to a village to preach somewhere, that's the first question they're going to ask, well, how many got saved? And when you ask them, well, what do you mean by that? And they look at you real funny, like, you don't know? I mean, how many made a decision? That's what they want to know. How many came forward? And when you tell them, well, I don't give invitations. And then they're going to say to you, well, how do you know who's saved and who isn't? Our answer is simply this. The Lord knows those that are His. And He will draw them.
Mwajitanzo, kumakuwa wa mpela, panoma ama raka ya teki teni kumuzongu ni zika lalikiri. Ndiyo ama raka lalikiri, na mkaka mina muna zira Yesu Kristu kama mdeni kumu somora. Hai minile kwa ziwe, muna kwa lemba maina kumene, umawe lembe, unika wala chumfiri, inuwe na mene wala zira Yesu kama mdeni kumu somora. Ndiyo kuzo lako, muma chidila njini zimene zozo, hakuzo na, nga sidi mafuna ni ziwe kuna mene, hapa mechi chisako, ujota zile kumama, na mkaka na mene muka ziwa kabina mkakungu.
Peter himself testified that he went against his own will. He resisted, and yet the Lord worked in spite of him. That's the way he does. He'll work in spite of us. He works through us, but in spite of us.
That's
why again here in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, when you received the word of God, it says there, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, notice, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. In other words, you wouldn't believe had he not caused his word to be brought effectually home to your heart.
Tawalandira monga mau an aindi tu koma tu monga momwe ali ndito kuna kaja mena diri mauo mau amurungu amenezo achita mainu o kuludira kuna ndoto kuli kuli muntu akuludire ikipori mauo kota ba achita mabutu yo ndezo tayari kwa muntu amene mau achita paiyo ama kuludira.
Now, we're not going to get much further than this today, but I want us to see one more scripture in James chapter 1. And I want us to read from verse 18 down to verse 25. I'll read a verse and make a comment, but James 1:18 says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Of his own will he begat us.
Nchipake ndinofuna kuti tuoneso malimbaka ena wachokera mbukula Yakobo. Yakobo yambayo ndimaka 18 nditsika musimu. Mutaone kutetsa ndichidwi apa mena kuyankira. Ndimaka 18 mena kuti mwachifuniro chache mwini anatibala ife mtima wacho onadi. Kuti tizoni kuti ife tidabadwe. Tidabadwe chipoti pano chifuniro chache cha Mulungu yomwa kufuna kwake.
You that are farmers, and especially there in Malawi where maize is one of the main products that's grown, can you imagine carrying the maize back to the village or going to market and hearing the maize talking and saying, boy, didn't we produce a good fruit? The maize had nothing to do with it. It was the labor of the farmers. Cultivated the field, sowed the seed, and brought it forth. That's God. Of his own will begat he us. We're not the farmer. We're not sowing the seed. God does that. We're but the fruit of his labor. That's why it's called first fruit. We're the fruit of his labor. Now, when you begin to preach this way, people get upset. But the scripture already has an answer. Look at verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. That our mouth might be stopped. It says there, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You claim to know something of God's righteousness, and yet you're angry at God that he does the saving? May the Lord shut your mouth, is what that's saying.
Mutiwa abaleanga okondelwa kuti munthu aliyense akhale wotchera khudu wodekha polankhula wodekha pakupya mtima pakuti mkwiya wa munthu suchita chilungamo cha Mulungu kuti tizoti munthu adekhe asapapya mtima chifumu chikukupya mtima kuti pa chilungamo cha Mulungu udyauka papya mtima kuti pamulungu sadabvumbulunge mwoyere ndino mukawerengere mawu amene.
Most people, when they read verse 21, they think that that's some personal cleansing we've got to do to get rid of our sin. No, in the context, to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, that means to reject any thought that somehow something I do contributes to my salvation, but receive, notice, with meekness, humility, what? The engrafted word. That's a farmer term as well. You take and engraft a branch to a good tree, and when that grafting takes in, that branch begins to produce the fruit, the engrafted word, which is Christ, which is able to save your souls. This is all God's doing. It's not ours. We're going to have to leave it there for today, but that's the first point here of repentance unto life. Receiving the word is that evidence of repentance toward God. Receiving the word. And that's a gift of God. It's by the will of God. It's by the revelation of the Spirit. It's implanted in the heart. And it's by the very power of Christ revealed in the gospel. May the Lord grant us such hearts to receive the word, that is Christ, just as he's revealed here in the word, the inspired word. I'll turn it back to you.
Yes, may the Lord indeed help us to receive the word engrafted in us and grow in that way from one level to another level, from one little understanding to higher understanding. And we thank God for this day again. The Lord has made us too rich in understanding things we never knew, even by this afternoon before this night of worship. Let us close by singing the solid rock in the next, in our local language, and it's number 19, the solid rock, and the song that we make the way of our Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done and accomplished for his people, such as we are. Begezo changacho chamangidwa amazi asikili tobila ena digosami lafa yesu aimanji da imanji pa Kristu yo dikine jita dre choli ba zibu ye na nche pa ipe a go be a ge ga bisika di bumanji zo go jake na Ondwendi ego leso tata alinji daimanji daimanji pa Kristu yondi echita de chori ba ziko eta nijenga bamba no la pa.
Jizinka, Jizinka Joga, Yesu Niye, Dantwe Nanta, Daimaji, Daimaji, Ba, Yesu Yoshi, Yejita, Dwe Cholima, Mazigo Ena, Dijenga, Liga, Sira, Litarira, Lipengalo, Vibeseke, Ma Yesu Yo, O Vekelwa, O Lungama, O Anada,
yes, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust in the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
Amen.
All other ground is a sinking sand. When the darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, and his blood support me in a whirling flood. When all around my soul gives away, he then is all of unsteady. When he shall come with his trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, closing in the righteousness alone, in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. My hope is there, for nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but for healing upon Jesus' name. Oh, Christ the Son, Lord, I stand on the ground, he sinking sand. Oh, other ground, he sinking sand.
Brother Kenny, God bless you. The Lord has ministered to me, not to ask, because I don't know where the rest of my brothers were with me. But he has ministered to me greatly in this topic, in this message of today. The 1st April, it will not be the same. May God bless you. May you pray as you look to God and pray for tomorrow as we prepare to minister and bless it in the word of God.
Amen. Gracious Father, words betray us as to how we can express to you our gratitude and thankfulness. And yet, we know that our acceptance with you is not based upon our words, but based upon your word, the word, your blessed Son. May our eyes ever be upon him, and anything that we have to say or do, may it be directed to that end, that he alone be glorified and not we ourselves. I commend to you, my brethren, that have been with us today in hearing this word. Lord, we pray that you bring home your word once again to our hearts. Do not leave us to ourselves. May we not be found, even as we sang, trusting in any of our own thoughts or frame of mind, because all such trusting is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And so, Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless us as we gather on your word and continue to draw our hearts to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.